Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what we share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. It's been so long since the last time I was able to speak to you all. I'm so glad to be back on the podcast here. I'm sorry for the wait, and I'm happy to be back. But there was a lot of great things happening over the last month and a half. I had a lot going on in life personally and professionally, but it's all good, and I'm happy to be back. So with that being said, this episode, we're going to talk about the feeling of being overwhelmed. And just one tip that I can offer up to support you if you are ever experiencing this. So the feeling of being overwhelmed is pretty common in today's society. We try to do so much in such a small window of time that oftentimes it feels like we can't handle it all. And a lot of it is kind of self-inflicted too sometimes, because we do, again, want to put a lot on our plate. But what I've experienced over the last couple of weeks is that I was trying to balance my job and my career, which I love, also balancing family activities and things that were happening within my family, also my business that I have, my t-shirt printing business. We had some great opportunities that came up, which was definitely taking some time as well. And then I had a very complete semester at school, so there was a lot of work that was being done all around the same time. And I'm happy to say that I was able to come out of it feeling pretty accomplished and very pleased to where we are today. But with that being said, there were times, as you can imagine, where I was feeling overwhelmed. There was a lot going on. I was excited about the possibilities and the opportunities, but at the same time trying to figure out, how are you going to get all this in? And a lot of this comes down to being able to take care of yourself so that you can have the energy to handle those opportunities as they arise. But I do want to share with you sort of a tip that I have utilized during this process of feeling overwhelmed. And it's simply about looking at your to-do list and looking at your priorities and really starting to reprioritize what's on that to-do list and setting your mind on the most important and critical tasks that need to be done at that moment. So what does that mean? If you have a list of 10 things that are on your to-do list, really take a look at those items and see, how do they match up against, one, your personal goals that you have set for yourself for the year, as well as what are the critical items that have to get done either today, tomorrow, or in a very short term. So then that will allow you to focus on those critical tasks and then be able to tackle those with some laser focus, get them off your list, and then move on to the next critical item that's on your list. So with me, I had to quickly balance, all right, I have class assignments, I have family activities, I have some work to be done for my business, as well as I can never drop the ball on my career and the activities that are associated with my job. So really looking at, what are the things that are on the horizon right now that I have to take care of immediately, tackling those items and then being able to move on to the next thing. And I've really found that to help me to get my mind in a place where I'm able to focus. And focus is so important when you're trying to do a lot of different things, because it's hard for someone, I almost think it's impossible for you to multitask, quote unquote multitask. So if you're trying to work on an item and you're thinking about three other items, chances are you probably won't give your all to that one item that you were trying to focus on. So what I would say is really take a look at your to-do list, really take a look at all the items that you have on your priority list, and then reprioritize and level set with yourself. Set some good expectations with yourself too, in terms of what you can reasonably accomplish during that time period, so that you're not setting yourself up for failure and setting yourself up to have very high expectations to deliver on a multitude or variety of things that you know you can't do in that time period. And then at the same time, being able to communicate with those who you are engaging with so that they have clear expectations in terms of when they can expect the work that you've promised to do for them. So it's really about communicating with yourself as well as with the others who are impacted by the work that you're doing. So I hope this helps. As always, our Live Long and Prosper podcast is about providing short snippets of advice and thoughts that will hopefully help you get through the activities and help you to accomplish the goals that you have set for yourself. The journey continues, and I'm so glad for you all who are listening, and I appreciate you coming back and listening to us. We have more episodes coming, and I am back on the horse, as I can say, in terms of getting back into the groove and providing more content for you all. So stay tuned. There'll be more information, more interviews, and I'm excited about the future here with this podcast. As always, please share this content. If you have anyone in mind who you think could see value from it, we would love to have them as a listener. Until the next time, everyone, live long and prosper.